Now, you know, it certainly is a huge change, and it's very, very exciting to be playing a part of it. You know, last year and the year before, you have to, I suppose, you have to stay on the bench as, you know, Frank McGlynn, one of the most consistent players in Ulster, if not the country at the minute. He spent a number of years on the bench, and, you know, it served him well. So hopefully it can be as kind to me as well. And you learn so much, you know, from being in the panel and even just getting a bit of game time. But at the end of the day, you don't train 3-4 nights a week, you know, to be sitting on the bench. So with a bit of luck, I'll get a few more minutes for the rest of the year anyway.
Yeah, and I know from speaking to you very early in the season, you made no secret that you did want to get to that regular football and make the starting team from very early this year. So obviously a lot of work went into it.
I'm here in Dublin at the minute, and I've been training hard here along with Paul Durkin and Hugh McFadden and Declan Walters here at the start of the year, along with Paddy McGrath. And, you know, it's obviously difficult being away from the training at home. You're not in, you know, Rory doesn't see you every Tuesday or Thursday night, but, you know, you have to keep plugging away, and whenever you do get the chance, you have to put your best foot forward. So, you know, ultimately, you have to keep working hard, and that's all you can do, really, Tom.
Early in the year, probably not expected to travel to Donegal, but I'd imagine once the championship comes, you are expected, so that's an extra strain.
But you know, when the nights are long and it's a good evening, you don't mind going down. You know, we were down last night for training. We try to get down as much as we can, and thankfully I'm teaching here in Dublin. I finish at 2:30, so I can get down the road and as possible. But, you know, I suppose when you talk about you know, if you're not playing regularly, it's a little bit more difficult. But so far, so good. I'm enjoying getting up and down to training and really enjoying the training as well.
And are you down every week? Obviously, you're home the weekends, but are you down? Do you come down midweek every week?
Yeah, well, I'd always try to get down on a Thursday evening along with the other boys, and every so often then when Rory would ask us down. But in fairness to him, he's not too demanding of us either. He understands the situation. You know, it's nearly 6 hours that you're spending in the car. But, you know, we don't mind it whenever he asks, because it's not all that often that he asks us to make the long journey down both nights in the week.
I know you've made the team right through the National League. How good a feeling is it when you're coming up to a championship game to hear your name called out on you and you're in that first 15?
It's really, really good. It's exciting, you know, especially, I suppose, the significance of the game in McCool Park against Tyrone. And at the end of the day, it's my home club, it's my home patch, and it was really, really exciting. Unfortunately, I picked up a yellow card early on, and that kind of limited my involvement, what I could get involved in the play, you know. But look, there's no point lying, Tom. It's a great excitement to hear your name in the first 15.
And the role you've been playing this year is quite a demanding one, because not only are you expected, well, early on you were getting among the scores and probably playing more up front, but especially in the championship and the latter stages of the leagues, you're expected to track back and work back and work very hard. So that's very demanding.
I think the role of forwards in Gaelic football is changing and evolving all the time. And, you know, if Rory asks you to run back and to tackle and defend and get into shape, you know, that's what has to be done, and I'm willing to, you know, whatever has to be done, you have to do it, because it takes 15 men in the team working really, really hard. And you know, at the end of the day, if you're not working hard, you let down the rest of the teammates. So it doesn't matter if Rory asks for the corner forward to get back into defence, well, that's what has to be done, and I'm more than willing to do that for the team.
Mm-hmm. As you said, you made your debut against Tyrone and then had that yellow card. How does that affect you in a game, you know, when you do get a yellow card? You know, you often hear people see managers taking guys off, and, you know, others, you know, decide, well, they'll leave a guy on, and the next thing he picks up a second one. Does that restrict you?
It certainly does. It certainly does restrict you. I think, you know, anyone that says it doesn't restrict them wouldn't be telling the truth now, because, you know, it's in your mind then, you know, one more rash challenge with the black card coming in, especially even if you happen to put your hands around somebody and they go to the ground, you could be deemed to have pulled them to the ground, and before you know it, you're sitting in the dugout and your team's down to 14 men. But, you know, thankfully Rory gave me a chance. I got to after half time, and, you know, with changes then to meet it, I accepted that I was to come off.
So I suppose at this stage the fingers are crossed and hoping that you'll be in against Armagh.
Hopefully you just have to train hard, and, like, I'll understand if I'm not in the first 15 that I'll be, you know, I'll be sitting on the sub bench and ready to go at any time that I'm asked and to go on. And I think, you know, that there's no point if you're not named among the teams to be holding a grudge, just go out and a chance to prove yourself and to work hard and to get back into the starting 15 if at all possible. But you know, Rory and Jack and Gary have decisions to make, and you know, you respect that there, and whatever they think is best, it's the best for the team, and we all know that.
And I suppose the reality is it's more a 20-man game now anyway than a 15.
Oh, it is. It certainly is. You know, that you look at coming up to the closing stages of any game, the subs come on, and more often than not, it's the subs that finish out the game for the team. And look, at if that's what it has to be, my role against Armagh, I'll be more than delighted to come off the bench and try to get Donegal over the line, because ultimately everyone, the 20 men, is looking for the one goal, and it's just to get over the line.
And tell me, your experience against Armagh, have you played them much, have you?
I have. I remember playing them in the league. It was actually Billy Joe Padden was playing that day in the league as well. It was my first year under Jim McGuinness and Rory, and I just happened to come on. I remember fisting the ball over the bar. I often wondered, should I try to put it in the net? But we got over the line that day. But it was quite surreal playing against Billy Joe. He'd be a second cousin of mine from Mayo, and obviously he transferred to Mayo. But it was really exciting to be playing in McCool Park that day against Armagh.
Yeah, and of course, watching from the dugout last year in that quarter final, that must have been nerve-wracking.
It was. It certainly was. You know, only for, you know, Ormey Neenis got a goal and they were ahead coming into the last few minutes. But Donegal, they worked hard. The boys got a couple of great scores near the end, and ultimately we got into the semi-final. I suppose, you know, it was a really, really tough game, and Armagh probably think they should have won it that day, so they'll be out to get revenge maybe in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and of course they're at home in the Athletic Ground as well, which makes it a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Like Donegal are excited, we're enthusiastic when we're playing in Balbuffet, so there's no difference with Armagh. They're in their home patch. They've got Kieran McGinney back into the fold. You know, he's the main man up there now, so they're going to come with a different edge, and we're going to have to be prepared for that, and we're going to have to keep working hard, and hopefully, you know, we can get into the next round, but we'll have to give it everything and nothing short of our best.